How many are excited in God this morning? How many are blessed by the presence of God in your life every day? Amen. You know, one of the things that's so amazing to me is that time has no place in God. Well, Bill, what are you saying? You know, what do you mean by that? The point is, it doesn't make any difference how long we're on this earth or how long we spend with God. We're never going to totally arrive. And one of the things God's done in my life is to make me understand that no matter what I think I know right now, I don't know it all. And there's more. He can add to that. So my desire is to be open enough to hear when I hear something that sounds like truth and I have peace in my spirit, not to reject it because I don't know it right at that moment, but God, maybe there's something there. So I investigate and I study. Amen? And that's what you need to be doing. Don't you just sit there and take what I say for face value. Check it out. I can make a mistake. I'm a human being. I trust God that I don't. But it's like we talked about a week ago or so when I told you, I apologize for the way that I taught. It's not what I taught, it's the way that I taught that God's in control of everything. And He is in a Christian's life and in the final outcome. But He does not violate man's will. Amen? So when we hear something, we don't want to just reject it, but we want to temper it with the Spirit of God and the Word of God, which always agree. Amen? Hallelujah. And then we know we're walking in truth. But if you get something that crosses your spirit, there's two things you need to look. You need to run to God and say, okay, God, is this just because I'm not well-versed in this area or because I don't have enough knowledge, or is it because it just crosses what, you know, I don't understand it at this point? And that's why we have to have the water of the Word to wash us. That's why we have to have the renewing of the mind. Amen? Praise the Lord. God's good. And He'll show you. Don't shout me down. Say amen. Or oh me, one or the other. Father, in Jesus' name, once again, we thank You for this day. We thank You for these people, Lord. We thank You for Your faithfulness. We thank You for Your mighty works, for Your mighty hand moving and operating in our lives, on our behalf, in us, through us, and for us, Lord. We thank You, Lord. We thank You, Lord, that it's not, how do I put this? Lord, it's not the things or what we see or what we feel that motivate us. It needs to be what we know and who we know. And we know You and we know Your Word, Lord. And we know that You can't fail. So we thank You for that this morning. Now, Lord, we just thank You for open minds, receptive hearts, Lord, to receive Your Word this morning. And Lord, we want to get lost in You this morning. We want to praise You, to worship You, to lift You up and magnify You, give You glory and honor this morning. We thank You for Your presence here, Lord. We thank You for Your anointing that's here, Lord, because the Christ who lives in all of us is here, and we are also the anointed because of the anointed one who dwells in us. Thank You for this day, and now, Lord, we continue on. We want You magnified and lifted up so that men will be drawn to You. Hide me. Let it not be man that's exalted here, but let it be You and You alone, in Jesus' name. If you agree with that, say amen. Father, thank You in Jesus' name for the opportunity and the blessings You've given on our lives. Thank You, Lord, that our bank accounts are full, Lord, that we have more than enough, Lord, so that we can be a blessing to You, to Your kingdom, to Your people, Lord, and to the people of this earth, Lord. We exalt You this morning. And now, Lord, we thank You, and we give these tithes to You, Lord, which belong to You, and the offerings, the love offerings, Lord, for the furtherance of the gospel. Use it, Lord, for Your kingdom. Cause Your kingdom to grow. And we give You exaltation, Lord. Bless Your people, bless the gift, bless the giver, and multiply it, Lord, in Jesus' name, for the blessing of all in Your kingdom, in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah.
You know, in this last week or two, we've heard an awful lot about the problems that are in our government, such as the IRS in Benghazi, and we've heard something about the AP getting in trouble, too. But listen, I've been hearing some other things besides all this. There are people that are called whistleblowers. And these people are putting their jobs or lives on the line. These people, the people that are coming against them are very vicious. And the whistleblowers, I got a better name for them. How about watchmen on the wall?
Amen. Amen.
And these people, there is one that I've heard this morning. Her name is Karen Udis. And I'm telling you, this woman, I've never heard him speak so brilliantly, so distinctly and effectively. And she spoke about what is going on. And there's an awful lot more going on than what we see. Mm-hmm. We don't hear anything in the news that is worth listening to. What you get is just the garbage. It's just trash. But what is really going on is in the lives of these people. Pray for those watchmen on the wall.
Amen.
They need your backing. Amen. With prayer. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. See, that's one of the areas where God takes care of his people. And how many know that the scripture says that what's done in secret will be exposed in the light and it will be shouted from the rooftops? So they think they're getting away with something, but God, that's where God's in control for us. Amen? He's not going to allow something to overtake us. You know, my sister's going through a trial right now. Here's a woman who has, as many as everybody here, as far as I know, is dedicated and does what she does as unto the Lord. And yet, the standards of the world get in the way. And she's in a place of great frustration. So I'd appreciate it if you pray for her. But the point is that the Bible says, don't touch God's anointed. Here she is doing everything she can, doing it the right way, going to work, even when she's not feeling well. And there's other people who just don't show up whenever they don't feel like it. And this is the way of a lot of corporate America today. Amen. Amen. And the point is that we need to do what we do with integrity. So anyway, we need to really pray and understand these people who mess with God's people, who are God's anointed? You and I. If the anointed one lives and dwells in us, then we're God's anointed. And we're not supposed to touch God's anointed. And they try to curse and they try to blame all their misgivings and all their misfortunes and all their foolishness on the people who are doing the job. And the people who are not doing the job are getting the promotions and the other people are getting a slap in the face. Guess what? There's going to come a day of reckoning. There's going to come a day of reckoning. If you're not in that place, and let me tell you something. If you've watched, and I'm not endorsing the show, I'm just saying that I've gotten a lot of good things that God's blessed me with information and knowledge. There are some good employers out there, employers who care for their people and who appreciate somebody who's doing a good job. And the ones who are not, they're exposed. And so I thank God that there are still men out there and women of integrity who appreciate a good day's labor for a good day's pay. Amen? And do over and above for the people who are making them successful. Amen? And that should be said of us. Amen? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This morning, when God gave me the music for this week, I mean, it's like it was never ending. But this morning, let's just get lost in God. One of the songs says, forget about yourself and concentrate on Him and worship Him. Let's do that this morning. Amen? Let's worship the Lord this morning. Stand as long as you can if you want to. If you can't stand very long, don't be afraid. Don't worry about the person next to you. You just do what's between you and God, because God looks at the heart, not whether you're standing or sitting or whatever. He looks at your heart. Amen? Hallelujah.
Lord, you are more precious than silver. Lord, you are more costly than gold. Lord, you are more beautiful than diamonds, and nothing I desire compares with you.
I've told you, says the Lord, in these last times,
perilous times will come. But be of good cheer, because my hand is not shortened that it cannot save. You are in my presence. You are in my protection. I've given my angels charge over you. Don't be afraid for the terror that flies by day or that flies by night. But know that I am your protector. And if you'll stay under my wings, if you'll live under my wings, then I'll watch over you and I will bring the things to pass that I've promised you, says the Lord. You are my children. I love you. You are engrafted in. You are part of the vine. and now you're my heirs and my joint heirs. And know today, as the Word says, that you are seated with me at the right hand of my Father, with Jesus Christ, who is the head, and you are the church, the beloved church, and my bride, says the Lord. Be not dismayed. Stand in freedom and victory, and don't be weighed down by the attacks of the enemy. I am greater than the attacks, and all principality and power has been given unto me. I am the one in authority and not them, says the Lord. Be of good cheer. Praise and worship me and give me thanks, because I am your victor. I have made you more than conquerors, said the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. 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 Praise you, Lord. Praise you. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. He is. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress and my God. In Him will I trust. Amen? Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know what? I might just get excited this morning. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for this opportunity to come into your presence and to give you praise and worship. Once again, we pray that what we sang, what we said, and the heart, Lord, from our hearts, was pleasing to you. It was a sweet smell and a sweet sound. Now, Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you have something for us in your word, Lord. Lord, I'm not worthy. I'm just a person who you've called, Lord. I don't understand that, but I walk in faith of you, Lord, and with faith. And I thank you, Lord, that you've called me and chosen me. Now, Lord, use me as you did Moses. Touch me with a coal from off the altar of God. Let me be your oracle this morning. Let your word alone, Lord, not man's word, be sealed in every heart in Jesus' name. And we thank you for the victory in that precious name. Amen. A name that's above every name. Hallelujah. Turn to Mark 4:19, if you will. This is a message that I've probably preached a couple times, but this is a variation on that message. This is not the identical message. Mark 4:19. You know, I want to tell you that many, many people out there today, even in the church, are so caught up in the standards of this world. Now, Bill, what do you mean by standards of this world? Family of God, what I mean is that we try to compare ourselves and we try to live up to the standards that the world says. Monetarily, physically, emotionally. And those standards are the things that are tearing us down. Those are the things the enemy uses, because we're trying to compare ourselves to the world and not compare ourselves with God and God's standards. Amen? And in Mark 4:19, he tells us out of the parable of the sower, and the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches, God's not against you having money. But as he told the rich young ruler, the money possesses you. You don't possess the money. It's the love of money that's the root of evil, not money. It's the love of money that causes greed. Amen? It said, the deceitfulness of riches and the desires for other things entering in choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful. The enemy wants you to get focused on the things that you don't have. He wants you to get focused on wanting to come to a higher place in the eyes of the world. And if you do that, who becomes elevated? Who are you elevating? Who are you praising? Where is your focus in that? Don't shout me down now. That's right. Amen. It's on the things we desire. And God says, we talked about last week, that God gives us the desires of our heart. He wants us to have things. Man, we can say, you know, that God's our, He provides for us. He knows we have need of before we ask. That doesn't mean we don't ask. Amen. But the thing is, we have to be careful what our desire is. I don't want to be compared with the Joneses. I want to be compared with the man of God who loves the Lord and who people know when they see me and walk with me or talk to me on the street, this is not a normal man. He's a man of God. And I want that for you. I want you to be the one that when your shadow touches somebody, they fall to the ground and they say, my God, you convict me of my sin. The presence of God. People are searching today for things that they cannot keep. They're searching for things that are not of no importance. They're passing away. They're going to be burned up. Wood, hay, and stubble. They're not searching for the one true God. The things that are eternal, that make a difference in life. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Let me remind you again. When the word cares there in Mark 19, that word cares or care from the Strong's means simply one word, anxiety. We get anxious for all kinds of things. God says, don't be anxious for anything. But in all things, by prayers and supplications, let your requests be made known to God. And not only that, when we desire these things and we get caught up in the deceitfulness of riches in these things, it's so that we can be elevated, not so God can be elevated. Amen. Amen. Come on. Let's be truthful here. Merriam-Webster's dictionary says, care is suffering of the mind or grief. It's a disquieted state of mixed uncertainty, apprehension, and responsibility. And because of that apprehension and responsibility, it's a cause for such anxiety. It's a person or thing that is an object of attention, anxiety. Listen to what care implies. Care implies oppression of the mind, weighed down by responsibility, or disquieted by apprehension. That's what care is. Anxiety is stress, anguished uncertainty. It stresses anguished uncertainty or fear of misfortune or failure. And worry, if you're going to worry, why pray? If you're going to pray, why worry? Amen. Suggests fretting over matters that may or not be real, be a real cause for anxiety. Fear is false evidence against reality. Amen. Amen. What reality? The reality of God. Ha ha. Hallelujah. We get caught between the infallible Word of God and the standards of this world instead of the standards of God. We end up trying to please men rather than our Heavenly Father. We all have desires. We all have things that we want to do change in our lives and that we want to happen. But you know that comes from God. How many know that the Bible says if you lose your life in Him, you'll find it. But if you try to keep your life, you'll lose it. I was reading again, and I didn't write that scripture down, but I have it in my notes, my study notes, that if you fall on Jesus, the rock, you'll be broken. That means you'll not be so important anymore. But if that rock falls on you, it'll grind you to powder. That's what the Word says, it'll grind you to powder. What does that mean? That means if you allow Jesus to come into your life and be the Lord of your life and rule your life, you're going to come out better on the other end. He's the healer, amen? So if you're broken, that means there's a mending that takes place. Jesus paid the price for it in Isaiah 53:5. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquity. And the chastisement of our peace was upon Him. And by His stripes, we are healed. Amen? Hallelujah. Romans 12:2 says, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by what? The renewing of your mind. That you may prove, did you get that? That you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Now that word conformed means patterned after this present age or world. And the word transformed means metamorphosized. It's the Greek word metamorpho. And it means metamorphosized, just like a caterpillar into a butterfly. And isn't that what it's about? Having our lives transformed in the image and likeness of God so that we can be to all people what we need to be because God's in our prayer and our life and we are the extension of Him in this earth. Amen. Why aren't we His hands and feet? Aren't we His mouthpiece? Listen, you don't understand. I didn't ask for this job. But one thing I know is even though I didn't ask for it, God has equipped me because He called me. I didn't call myself. I ran. I didn't. God, wait a minute. Hey, God. Oh, it's me you're talking about, Lord. You remember that? It's me. And yet I've seen the change. The more I've gained understanding and walking in that knowledge from God. He didn't call me because I was great. He called me because I was willing. Amen? Let me make a statement to you. You're right now where you need to be and doing what God called you to do. Let me say that again. Right now, you're where you need to be and doing what God called you to do. You're right. You're right in the perfect will of God. Why? Bill, how can you say that? You don't know. Oh, yes, I do. Because the Word says so. If you're here this morning, it's because you love God. It's because you want a change in your life. If you're here this morning, it's because God has been put at the first place in your life and the highest place in your life, and there's nothing more important than God, amen, in your life. Amen. And because of that, that's why I can make that statement. We are right now where we are supposed to be, doing what we're supposed to be doing. And it's the Holy Spirit that leads us and says, turn to the right or turn to the left. Amen? Hallelujah. Just like God tells us, don't worry what you're going to eat or what you're going to... He'll lead us and guide us. What did He say? What did He tell us? What was that promise? A righteous man. And that's not men like in the physical gender sense. It's mankind. A righteous man, his steps are ordered by the Lord. Amen? Hallelujah. Are you with me so far? Turn with me to Galatians chapter 1, verses 10 through 12. One of the things we have to consider and look at with our desires and the things we're searching for is if we're walking in God's standards, then we know we're pleasing the Lord. If we walk in the world's standards, who are we pleasing? Come on now. Pleasing ourselves and pleasing the enemy of our soul. Now listen, I'm going to ask a question because that's what the Word asks. For do I now persuade men or God? Or do I seek to please men? For if I still please men, I would not be a bondservant of Christ. I'm not here to please men. I'm here for men. I'm here to be obedient to the Father. And in that, men will get blessed and they will find pleasure in God. Amen? That doesn't mean there's not things out there for us. All the good, nice things that we talk about, they're not just for heaven. What good are they going to do us in heaven? We need the blessings down here, amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse 11 says, but I make known to you, brethren, that the gospel, the good news, gospel means good news, which was preached by me is not according to man. It's not my gospel. Nor the person who wrote this under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. For I neither received it from man, nor was I taught it, but it came through the revelation of Jesus Christ. Did you get that? What's in you came through the revelation of Jesus Christ. You didn't get it from man. You may have had a man who was anointed by God put some suggestions in your heart, but it's by you seeking God with your whole heart. It's by you seeking after Him with everything that's within you, both your mind, your will, and everything within you, your whole being. That's how you receive the things you received. The Bible says, and we know by the Word, the Holy Spirit and the Word always agree. That's what brings the change. If there's something that's not right, one of two things is going on. Either it's not the Word, so the Holy Spirit can't agree with it. Remember when Satan tempted Jesus? Told Him all those things? He told Him the truth. But the heart that was behind it was deceptive and manipulative. And we know what that says in Galatians and Ephesians about the works of the flesh. Witchcraft, which is manipulation, is one of them. Amen. You have your place in God. Once again, what you're doing, you're called to do. Let's look at Romans 8, 29 through 39. Hallelujah. Y'all still with me? He knew you before the foundations of the world, before you were fashioned in your mother's womb. And here He tells us in Romans 8, 29, it says, for whom He foreknew, He also predestined to be conformed to the image of His Son. We're created to be in the likeness and image of Jesus. Amen? That He might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom He predestined, these He also called. Did you get that? Whom He called, these He also justified. When He called you, He predestined you. And when He called you, He also justified you. And those who He justified, say that's me, these He also glorified. It's not our glory, it's His glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's go on. Another verse. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all, how shall we not with Him also freely, or how shall we not with Him also freely give? Let me start again. He who did not spare His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all, how shall we not with Him also freely? Okay, yeah, what they said. All things. All things. Thank you. Who shall bring a charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. You can't curse what God has blessed. Oh, that wasn't a big enough amen. You can't curse what God has blessed. Are you blessed by God this morning? Are you redeemed by God? Then say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Listen to Romans 12:2. Okay, I think I already read that. Gee, God must want that emphasized this morning. Anyway, just a reminder, it says, and don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Philippians 3:20 through 21 says, for our citizenship, why are you seeking to please and to have the stand, to live up to the standards of the world? You're not even in your own country. You're not even where you belong. For our citizenship is in heaven, from which we also eagerly wait for the Savior. Isn't that what we're doing? Occupying till He comes? The Lord Jesus Christ, who will, who will transform our lowly body, that it may be conformed to His glorious body, according to the working by which He is able to subdue all things to Himself. Our citizenship is not here on the earth. It's in heaven. And because of that, we eagerly wait for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who is and who will transform. He is right now, amen. Is He working on you? Transform our lowly body that it may be conformed to His glorious body. We'll be like Him. Beloved, it does not appear what we shall be, but we know when we see Him, we will be like Him. Amen. Right now, we just see through that dark glass, that mirror, that dark mirror. Hallelujah. According to the working by which He is able to subdue all things to Himself. We already know that He's in charge of all principalities and powers and all the rulership of this earth. He's in charge of it. But He won't violate the will. If you want to turn to another scripture, or just write it down. You don't have to turn to it. Philippians 3:8-14. I don't know. Did I give you that one, Patrick? Okay, that's okay. You don't have to turn. Just write it down. It coincides with 3:20 and 21. Psalm 34:18-22. The Lord is near to those who have a broken heart and saves such as have a contrite spirit. What does it mean to have a broken heart? It means you see what you were like without Jesus. You see that you were displeasing your Creator, who is now, as a believer, your Father. You're His child. You're His heir. You've been grafted into that vine. You are part of the family of God. You're part of the bride of Christ. Amen? Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. There's going to be times when it seems like there's lack for a moment. What's your confession? What's your confession? The Lord delivers us out of them all. Many are the afflictions. He guards all His bones. Not one of them is broken. That's talking about you. Not just Jesus, but you. Evil shall slay the wicked, and those who hate righteousness shall be condemned. However, the Lord redeems the soul of His servants, and none of those who trust in Him shall be condemned. Amen? You ought to be shouting. You ought to be giving God praise. Listen to me. Don't try to conform to the standards of the world. Don't try to live up to the Joneses. Can I tell you something? If you start living for Jesus in the way that He wants you to, looking to Him for as the author and finisher of your faith, they're going to start coming to you. And you mark my words. Because they're going to see a hope in you. They're going to understand there's something missing in their life. Listen to me. God does not want us living in the pits, on barely get by street, just enough to survive. Does the Word not say that He's an abundant God? And doesn't it say that He will also freely give us all things? All things? Underline that word all. Again, He saw you before you were formed in your mother's womb. And again, I remind you, we were created. You were created for what you're doing right now. Living and growing in Him. Let me tell you something. If you've come to the place where you think that you've pretty well got your act together, you're wrong. It's a lifetime process. It's a lifetime process. I could stand here and boast in the flesh, well, don't you know how many years I've served God? Doesn't make a bit of difference. There's people out there who are farther in God than I am, and I don't have a problem with that. But I also know that in everything that I've learned, there's more to learn, and God's not done. I don't have all the answers, and I'm not going to close myself off to what God's telling me or what God's showing me. I want to know. I want to learn. I love His law. I love His word. I love Him. And I want anything and everything. You know what? I'm greedy. I'll just like tell you, I'm greedy. I want anything and everything God has for me. And I want it for you too. Is that all right?
Hallelujah.
Psalm 103, verses 2 and 5. 2 through 5, excuse me. Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. Who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Amen. Isaiah 40:31. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and they shall not faint. Amen. Has He changed? Is He still the same today as He was yesterday? Hebrews 13:8 says He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The only difference between back then, before Jesus died, and now is the fact that when Jesus died, He sent the Holy Spirit as He promised. So now we have Jesus in the form of the Holy Spirit. Amen? Who is the revelator. He's the guide. He's the teacher. This world has nothing to offer me. Nothing. What about you? Remember what it says in Jeremiah 29:11. He knows the thoughts that He has for us, thoughts for good and not for evil, and to give us a hope and a future. To give us a hope and a future, an expected end, an expected end. Amen? That's why we're running the race, so we can win the prize. See, the world's standards is you run the race so you can win a prize, and there's only one winner. God's standards is we all run the race, and we all come to the expected end, and we all win the prize. What's the prize? We're running towards the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise You, Lord. Praise You, Jesus. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, I am amazed. I thought sure we'd run over today. How many enjoyed the praise and worship this morning? Hallelujah. Praise You, Lord. I sat down to start figuring out the music, and I just felt the heart of God. And I just, every one of those songs was pertinent. And we're still early. I tell you what, He surprises me still sometimes too. Hallelujah. How many know it's not the quantity, it's the quality. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise You, Lord. This morning, if you want to acknowledge before God, you don't have to come up here. But please know that we're here to pray with you. We want to agree with you. And we're not here to embarrass anybody, and God's not here to embarrass anybody. But you know what? It's no shame to say, I'm not quite where I'd like to be. I'm not quite where God wants me to be. But you're not done yet. Well, do you believe God's able? We believe God's able here. We've prayed for people and we've seen mighty miracles. The reason I say we understand it is because Bill, my friend Bill, our brother who usually takes the offerings and is usually here, that's what he was in the hospital for yesterday, is diabetic. And he's been one since 9 and he's 65 years old, still walking, still has his sight. So God's a miracle working God. And he says, I remember Isaiah 53:5, by his stripes we are healed. Now, whether that comes immediately or not, that's God's business. That's not our business. Amen? Can you all live with that? Is that right? We desire for immediate healing, but who cares if God's doing the job? Remember, he makes all things beautiful in his time. That doesn't just mean the appearance, but it means the situations and the circumstances. Amen? Father, in Jesus' name, right now, we lift up Karen's sister. Father, you know what's there and you know the reason for it. We know the reason for it. It's the enemy who comes to steal and to kill and destroy. Lord, we read this morning that you come to deliver us and heal us from all our diseases. That's what you came for, Lord, so that we would have hope and we could put our hope in you. So, Lord, right now we speak to this malady, this infirmity, this infection in Jesus' name. We command it to die. Lord, we send your word that her spirit, her heart, Lord, would turn to you and that she would surrender once and for all to your word so that these things would not be allowed to happen to her, or, Lord, that they'd be under control, under your control, Lord. Lord, we thank you in Jesus' name. Our will is for her to be healed and raised up. And, Lord, we believe that's your will, but we also know you know what we don't know and you see what we don't see. But Lord, our desire is in agreement with Karen that she be raised up and healed. Infection, you have no more authority there. In Jesus' name, I see you and I command you to go back on the one who sent you. And Father, right now for Heather's boyfriend, Lord, I send the word. Lord, the important thing is that he knows you. And Lord, this is a malady. This is an attack of the enemy. Diabetes is not from God any more than any other disease or malady is from you, or infirmity. So, Lord, we see this going back on the enemy too. We thank you, Lord, for doing a miracle, Lord, that will show who you are and will bring glory to you and bring glory to your kingdom and build the faith of these two young people, Lord. We thank you for the boldness that Heather had, Lord. We bless her for being here this morning. We appreciate her, Lord, and we know you love her and you appreciate her more than we could ever. Father, we just thank you this morning for these miracles. And we thank you right now, in advance, for the good report, which is inevitable. We thank you, Lord, for your inevitable supernatural intervention. And we anticipate that, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Anything else? Anybody else? Okay. Amen. She did tell me that. I did know that. Well, Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you that your hand of blessing is on Shanae and her family. We thank you for their faithfulness, Lord. We thank you for what we see that you're doing in their lives. And, Lord, we miss them this morning, but we know that you're right there with them and your hand of protection, your angels around about them. Lord, we thank you for a smooth transition in this move. We thank you for everything falling into place. And there will be no question, Lord, you'll get glory because they'll know and they'll tell people, yes, this is the Lord's doing, and it's marvelous in our eyes. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Are all hearts clear? Amen. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you for these people. I thank you for their faithfulness, Lord. Lord, I ask now that your face, your countenance would shine upon them. Thank you for the blessings that they walk in, Lord. Thank you for directing their path. Now, Lord, we just sanctify the food and the fellowship, Lord. By your word and its prayer, we thank you for the provision, and we thank you for meeting our needs in Jesus' name. And thank you, Lord, for going with us. And once again, Lord, we thank you for this day, Lord, where we remember those who have given so much for our freedom and for the life we live, Lord. Not just our soldiers, but especially our soldiers, but for all our parents and relatives who have been an example to us, Lord, in you. We give you praise and thanks in Jesus' name. And now we go with your blessing. And all who agree, say amen. Be blessed. Thank you. Amen.
That I love, stand behind her and guide her with the light moving from above. From the mountains to the ocean to the prairie. God bless America, my home, sweet home.
Be blessed.